Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're getting canceled. He stopped me until I said yes. Send for help. It's been 6 years.
Coming in strong in South America states, the savage gentleman in convention.
Frost and Victor Benjamin, how are you doing?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing very well, thank you. I've got to ask, mainly for Victor, but I know you were there for it as well, Lady Frost. It was a moment that I saw that the world were watching, and it was tense. There was a lot of action, a lot of satisfaction. I have to know, how did the drag bingo go the other day?
Oh my!
I did not expect that.
I didn't expect that one.
It was something else.
You were popular, sir.
I was very popular.
Loved him.
Yes.
So how did that come about? Was this your doing, Lady Frost? Was this your doing?
Well, technically, it was her doing, but no,
I'm probably the guilty party because I wanted puppies, and
this goes back. A year ago.
We adopted from South Hills Pet Rescue. And this was a fundraiser event for the place where we adopted the puppies. So it was all for a good cause. It was for charity.
It's also the place we take to board them whenever we travel the country, in various states.
They take good care of them.
So what were your highlights from the drag bingo night then?
We were supposed to do nothing but help set up and take tickets. And then I became part of the show somehow.
Yeah, he got drunk.
And my shirt was lifted up. The abs were out. It was mm-hmm. weird.
Did you do a routine then?
I did not. They tried to get me to do, was it the magic mic?
Yeah, he walked outside.
I was like, I'm gonna go get food now.
Suddenly they started playing that song Pony and you're like, yeah, I need to leave.
Yes.
Too far.
Going down a dark path. But it looked like a fun evening. And it was.
They were all great. So
it's the wacky world of living in wrestling, isn't it? And away from the wrestling, you just tend to find yourself in so many different wonderful realms like that.
I mean, it's one and the same, honestly. Like, there are so many comparisons. So it didn't faze us at all. It's what we do pretty much anyways.
They were in costumes, makeup, hair done.
Yeah, it was performing.
It was wrestling.
Yep.
It is wrestling.
Without the bumps.
We're in the wrong profession.
Well, let's talk about the profession you did land in, because we want to talk about a number of other things other than that. But one of the subjects is... I'm asking you to choose three wrestling matches that you would watch while stranded on a metaphorical desert island. Victor's already asked that, yes, this island does contain electricity and a television, but no means of getting off for at least a while.
So, all right.
Once the disbelief is suspended, let's have your first wrestler. You're doing this together, because I know we've had double guests on before, but you've communally picked wrestling matches, haven't you?
Yes. This is what we do. It's how we do life.
Life is done together, and that's gorgeous. So what would you like your first match to be then, team?
So the first match is a tag team match, obviously.
Yeah.
But one that should be spoken about more often was FTR versus American Alpha in NXT TakeOver, one of the early on TakeOvers.
Now, this was just stunning. Why would you go for this match in particular, though?
they actually, they told a story for one. It wasn't just a random one-off that, you know, that company happens to do quite often. And
fundamental.
It was the perfect match for non-fans, fans, super fans. It gave you a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Can you remember where you were when you saw this match for the first time?
We're on our couch right here, right?
Yeah, we were on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whereabouts were you sort of career-wise at this point?
We were just really beginning our tag team stuff together. Mm-hmm. So early on. And it was...
Was this two?
Well, we watched the replay.
Yeah.
Then. Obviously, because we enjoy the match. But no, I think the match was 4 years ago, give or take.
Okay.
But 2 years ago, we revisited it when we were trying to revamp our characters and really hone in on the tag team wrestling side of things. Because we did a good job of it, but we wanted to be better.
Yeah.
And those two teams together.
Magic.
Yeah, it was insane.
Is there a spot, a moment from that match that you took from it that still stays with you now?
Probably whenever FTR was just about to do or just came back from the comeback. And it was the way they were selling everything afterwards. It was so rich at the moment that you couldn't help but to feel, you know, obviously not the sympathy for the bad guys, but where they were and where that match was ready to go. And it nonstop, it was a roller coaster, the whole ride. It was insane.
It was one of those matches where American Alpha as a team were, they took it to another level and then put them in with, we're saying FTR, obviously then they were the Revival at that point.
Oh, yes.
Default to good, you know what? And that says, that's a testament to where they are within their career now, the fact that nobody calls them the Revival anymore. Like everyone knows FTR. Like, and that's everything about where they're at the moment.
Yeah.
But okay, so that's your first match. We'll get into the others in a little bit. Lady Frost has a bit of a wrestling history as
a little bit.
Your granddad was Batman.
Yes, that's correct.
And I just, this blew my mind. I heard you do an interview where you mentioned this, and then whoever was interviewing you was lovely, but they just brushed off and went to the next question. I'm like, well, no, let's touch on that. That's amazing. How did you not hear that? So Tony Marino, your granddad, wrestled as Batman. That's pretty class.
Yes, pretty wild. I had no idea the influence, the impact, or what kind of, you know, I guess, character he was when I was a little kid. You have no idea. You just saw some pictures. And I think when you're, you know, 6 years old, I just imagined him like dressing up for Halloween or something. you don't get it. And it wasn't widely talked about. And I didn't watch a whole lot of wrestling, especially after I was like 10. I think, you know, I went to a live show. I will never forget seeing Tatanka come out. Like, that was my person that I was like, oh my gosh, it was like the whole entrance, the music, the headdress, and we have Cherokee Indian in the family. So I think it was just like, I was very much drawn to the entertainment aspect of an entrance. And then, you know, I stepped away from wrestling because I was a competitive gymnast and that took up all my time. But now circling back and having this tradition and being in the NWA and having him be a champion in the NWA, I think it's just like, it's freaking wild. It's wild.
When did you find out that your granddad was Batman? Can you remember?
Oh, I was young. I knew immediately.
Right. It was just kind of accepted, like, oh, he's just Batman.
Yeah.
It's what he does. Like,
no big deal.
Yeah. He was, I think he was already retired, right? Like, it was maybe 86 or 7 or 9, like something. It was before the 90s. So I was... we're not going to give away my age at all. So he was already retired.
That's fine. We won't dig any further into that. But you mentioned there about going into the, by this point, you were trained to be a competitive gymnast. So what led you down that particular path into becoming a gymnast?
Apparently I was taught a cartwheel when I was young, and then I just incessantly did them like down the aisles of grocery stores and just everywhere. I wouldn't stop cartwheeling. So they were just kind of like, well, we're just going to put you in here and see how this works out. And apparently I was really good at it for my age, and then never stopped. It was, you know,
never stopped cartwheeling, just carried on.
Yeah, right. Never.
All down the road.
Yeah.
Some stay, if you hear, if you put your ear to the ground on a cold evening, you can hear her cartwheeling still.
Frosted mini feet on the floor.
That's it. You just hear the frosted mini feet just sitting on the floor. There they are, still cartwheeling. Do you think that could have been, because it's, you know, the fitness, the gymnast thing is still such a big part, and you can see it in what you do as a wrestler. Is it something you would like to pursue more of, doing more stuff in the gymnast area, or did you sort of tick that box when you were younger?
I think right now it's just what my body does naturally. It's in me. It's never ever going away. That's how I move. And if I may, I think I do a lot of the gymnastics better than everyone else that's not trained in gymnastics. So
you see that, you do see it in the matches.
Yeah, like I think the moonsault is just my thing. The full twisting moonsault, the 450s, stuff like that. I want to be the best at it, right? So when little girls come and they look for like an acrobatic female wrestler, I'm the one that they're gonna look to.
I like it. Now, Victor, I know yourself, you had a history doing MMA. Was that something that was on the cards before wrestling, or was there something even before MMA that was lighting up your soul?
Well, it was wrestling originally, obviously, you know, when I was a child, but MMA wasn't a thing at that time. And right before my senior year of high school, I was a amateur wrestler, which then led me into the world of mixed martial arts. So a couple of my teammates were doing this thing. It didn't have a name really yet. And it was like, hey, you want to come to the gym? Do you want to train? Sure. So after about 2 months, I had my first fight. And then I had another one the following week. And I was 2-0, and I just kept on going from there.
And that just, and you fell into like, and it was, what was it you think about what would become known as mixed martial arts that caught your eye more than amateur wrestling did?
The striking. Yeah. You know, I'm a natural striker, and even though I didn't have the amateur wrestling background, you know, I wasn't one of those guys that was brought up on amateur wrestling for years and decades. You know, some of those guys are so good, they've been competing since they were 5 years old, and I literally had 1 year of experience, which I did very well. You know, I made it to the regionals, but it wasn't a passion of mine. The coach recruited me from high school because I was football, baseball athlete. But then I was like, sure, I'll give it a try.
Punch people in the face.
But then go to mixed martial arts.
The kicks.
Yeah, I like kicks. I got nice legs.
Those legs are lethal.
I have long limbs, so it lends itself to the striking
and
portion.
And their dents in his shins are like razor blades still, because they're just, they're weapons. Like, they'll touch me and I'm like, get your legs off of me. I can't imagine being kicked by them. This is real life.
He yells at me when we're in bed.
Yeah, like, get those weapons off of me.
Are they just that sharp all the time? Like, prime death?
Because what happens is the shin bone calcifies on the top from all of the micro fractures over the years. And it actually has become like a blade. Instead of being a round bone, it is like a blade.
Yeah.
Oh wow! So you are not so much Josh Alexander. You are a walking weapon.
Yes, minus the headgear.
Now, obviously, Lady Frost, we've seen you doing stuff for Combat Fighting Limited, which kind of has that sort of bleed over from MMA. Is this? I would assume that, you know, Victor's been a great support in bringing that to life.
He's been my coach. I couldn't do it without him. That's for sure. there was a little bit of training, striking, stuff like that. And then he has been teaching kickboxing classes and I started taking those. And then this crossover kind of happened. I did some video stuff and I think the interest is just there. So trained a little bit extra to be locked in a cage. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you how strange that is when you get locked in for the first time. It is not pro wrestling. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been exciting. It's different. And I feel like we got to share each other's passion a little bit there.
Cause I imagine that with you guys, you a lot of shows you do together, and that's really amazing to see, but you will have those weekends where you'll be split up and going to do different things. So, how much time do you guys say you spend together during the week?
We're together most days throughout the week.
Yeah.
We both work at the gym together.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. So
we're together a lot.
Because sometimes you hear that couples get split apart when
it's
getting busy, and it's getting very busy for both of you in all aspects, not just in the. But you mentioned the gym work there, so you guys also work in a gymnasium. I know that yourself, Lady Frost, you have a personal fitness business as well. And
I used to 3 years ago before wrestling, and once wrestling happened, I put that on the back burner. It was too difficult to try to market and invest and be committed to two completely different things
and brands.
Right. They're different brands, and wrestling was important to me, and I knew that I had to go all in. I think we spend so much time investing, studying, marketing, doing all these things to be professional wrestlers. Right now I'm just a personal trainer, so I don't have a fitness line of apparel and supplements and classes and all of that kind of stuff. And that's, you know, it's time consuming. We have a business in wrestling, so right now that's the focus.
But how is that? How are you finding still managing like personal training though? You say you're still doing the personal training.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. We're at the gym. We like to be at the gym every day to work out anyways. And we've had certain clients, like since we moved back home to Pittsburgh, we have such a connection to the city, and so many people kind of know us as who we are as humans, not as Lady Frost and Savage Gentlemen. So it's nice to kind of to settle in as people and not just wrestling characters.
Even though we do get the occasional fan that comes down to the gym and wants to be trained by the Savage Gentleman or Lady Frost.
Well, I was going to ask if you had any of your regulars, either of you, that realize you've got this double life as Lady Frost and the Savage Gentleman, and what the reaction is to that.
Yeah, everyone knows. Some find out later than others. And it's just this big wide-eyed moment, you know, when we tell them, hey, we're going out of town. And, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, it doesn't really sink in. And then you end up on national TV and it's the holy shit moment. Like, I'm training with this person.
Yeah, they have to understand, like, our schedule is so wild sometimes. You have to beg them to be flexible, because it's like, hey, you know, we really want to be here and help you and be here as much as possible, but our schedules are insane. Sometimes we're gone on a Wednesday or a Thursday, and we're gone every single weekend, and sometimes that bleeds into a Thursday or a Monday. So, you know, we have to be transparent in that regard, and everyone is so supportive. And if not, they gotta go.
That's it. That's it. They just have to figure it out. It's one of those.
Yep.
I'm glad most have been good with it. At least most have. We won't name and shame. That'd be rude.
Yeah.
Your second match then. So we've had FTR / The Revival versus American Alpha from NXT. What would you like your second match to be, guys?
All right. This
only
one is
for her.
So we just discovered this with our coach a little while ago, and this is a wild one. I don't even know what it was called.
It was one of those nights of just going down the rabbit hole of weird, twisted wrestling.
Right, like forms of wrestling before professional wrestling was what it is. And it was in like the 1960s, and it might have been in Argentina.
It was Argentina.
And these characters were wild. And it wasn't even wrestling. I don't even know. Like, it was so bad. But it was so good.
Wrestling, though.
It was. They had, like, the same three moves
early.
Over and over.
It was head scissors was the move at the time.
That was the move. But it was his name translated to the vegetable man.
Like, he looked like a giant broccoli stalk.
Right, I'm Googling this. Argentina, vegetable man, wrestling.
I can't wait to see what comes up. It might even not.
Antonina Rock has come up at the top. I think that's that asks more questions than answers, to be honest with you.
That does sound familiar.
Oh, really?
What else do you have there?
Here we go. Vandals, Ruben Pucel. LA Legends show, the CMLL first 81st anniversary show. Was it surely Antonino Rocca wasn't wasn't vegetable man? That'd be amazing.
I don't believe he was, but there were the characters, they were all wild.
They had a guy coming out on a motorcycle too.
And his name literally translated to motorcycle man.
Yep.
I like the creativity of this.
It was so over the top. They had dancers,
backup dancers.
I'm desperately looking to see what you saw, and I can't find it.
Hold on. I'm texting right now. I need the name of the show.
Oh yeah, yes. Seek out your sources to find out who this was, because I'm fascinated to know.
But the wrestling, not that it was good, but.
Sounds like it was great. All head scissors all the time.
Right. But it was very early on in the pro wrestling aspect that they only had a few moves and it wasn't at the time perfected by any stretch of the means.
Right. Like there was some lucha, there were some the placement in the ring was all over the place. You could tell it wasn't super choreographed, because when things got jumbled, they got jumbled, and it was fantastic watching people scramble. It was so entertaining.
It was like watching a train wreck that you want to take your eyes off of.
And someone was dressed as a broccoli.
Are we sure we watched this team, or was this a fever dream? Have you been unwell lately?
We watched
for certain. We just watched this show about 4 months ago.
No, it was longer than that. It was like last year.
Regardless, it was in this last year, and it was wild.
It was fantastic.
Well, when we get hold of them, I'm intrigued. Do you know what? It kind of sums up what I always believe about wrestling, because I've been a fan for most of my life, and wrestling's the best when it's bollocks. Like when it's complete nonsense. Like there is a special charm to it when. You open your mind wide and just let the jazz happen. There's something special about it.
It is. It's fantastic. You have to let yourself be engulfed in the weirdness, the wackiness, the physicality. It doesn't matter. I think there's so much for people to enjoy if they just want to, if they accept it.
People take it so seriously nowadays, which I understand. But
match number one was the most serious technical tag team match, and then we throw out match number two. We're like, let's just watch broccoli. you have to have that balance.
Away from all the wrestling talk, I'm keen to know how you guys met, because you seem so wonderfully matched. I'm desperate to know how it all came together for you, man.
So
on three.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I thought you were gonna say the white pants. I had on white pants. That's it.
We were both sponsored by a supplement company at the time. And when I was doing mixed martial arts, and she was just in like the fitness aspect, you know, she was very, very in depth, you know, with the whole.
That was a fit check.
Yeah, but she was doing personal training and everything at the time. So
we met at a fitness convention.
We were there, a buddy of mine invited me. Met her. I was seeing someone else at the time.
I don't remember meeting him.
She doesn't.
I don't.
But somehow we became friends on social media, and the messaging went back and forth a few times. Then she baked me some god-awful sugar-free pumpkin muffins and
healthy sweets.
And I pretended to like them. And then we just kept
going. And then he pretty much stalked me for 3 months until I agreed to go out with him. Because I said no forever. Literally 3 months. And then I was like, fine.
Well, I want to pull on that thread in a moment. But to go back to it, so Victor, you walked into the fitness convention, eyes glance across the room, a white pants wearing fit chick just catches your eye, and long black hair as well.
Yes,
your eye is drawn as if with an eye magnet to the woman across the room.
Correct.
Who doesn't remember the interaction, but you do. What happened? What did you, can you remember the first thing you said?
I don't know what I said. I didn't think her and I really even spoke at the moment. Mm-mm. Because
the guy in the middle, the mutual friend, was like, not gonna happen. That's a no.
And he tried to warn me also. I was like, she is crazy. I said, good crazy or bad crazy?
There's no such thing as bad crazy.
He didn't say good crazy. I was in my single glory. I was like 4 or 5 years single and I loved it. Like, I did not want a man. I did not need a man.
She did not want to get married.
No, not at all. I was like, yeah, and our friend knew. Like, I had my own house, the car, the job, all of it, and was just like, you know, doing me. So I was not interested whatsoever, but yeah, here we are.
So you've met, you've swapped contacts and
oh no, no, we did not swap contacts.
No,
he found me on Instagram. Yeah, right.
I don't recall, but
so
somehow
you actively stalked her.
Yeah. We're getting canceled. He stalked me until I said yes, send for help. It's been 6 years.
The Cultaholic editors listening, use this as the headline. Great clicks. Great clicks.
Big clickbait.
Right?
We'll click it. It'd be brilliant.
Like those pictures when like they're smiling up front and like someone's being held up in the back.
If you could pose for the picture, that'd be great. That'll make it a bit more clickable. Thank you.
I feel like we'd be the most incredible actor and actresses ever if we were in this for 6 years, for like lying about it.
Oh, that's commitment to the cause, that is. Sensational, yeah. Commitment.
That's a whole different job.
Living the gimmick.
Anyway.
So you stalk Lady Frost.
Yes.
Found her on the gram, going, hey, how's it going? What are you doing? So you're back and forth.
Then she checked out my leg muscles.
Well, the weapons.
I had robot pants on.
Okay, I did comment on the robot pants, but I'm going to tell you what really did it for me. Seeing, you know, because we're so proper. He had a picture of his beard spray painted sober with balls in it. Christmas balls.
I've seen that.
Yeah, but this was like 7 years
There's
ago.
There's some clickbait picture for you right there.
Oh, good shout. Man has balls on face.
Like, mind you, I feel like he started this like 7 years ago. So he has this beard with Christmas bulbs in it. And I was looking, I was like, you know what? Like, man, that would be a really fun friend. Someone I would never sleep with, but I bet they're a really great friend. Like, they seem fun.
True story.
Yeah. And so, I was like, they're probably cool, down to earth, like, doesn't take himself too serious, but never not sleeping with that person.
So what was the moment then? So there's been messages back and forth, and you've said no. I mean, like, Victor is the, you know, we're all grown-ups here. Was the ego not a little bit burned by multiple no's?
Like, a little, but in everything I do in life, I never accept no. I never settle. And it was a challenge then at that point.
To win her over. To win her on.
You know, I brought her some gifts for her birthday. We went on a gym date, even though it was not a date for her.
It was not a date. I said, we can work out together. You can meet me at the gym. Yeah.
And well, what was the moment then where was the time where you finally went, fine, we'll go on a date, dickhead? Like, what was the moment
when
you finally decided?
The gym, and her, I gave her a call, and I was like, listen. I was like, when are you going to let the wall down? We talk every day. Now, you know, we just went to the gym together, and you know, no kiss, no hug, anything. Yeah, nothing. Like nothing was exchanged like that. But
his exact words were, "When are we going to talk about the elephant in the room?"
And it was the fact that we talked every day, all day long.
I didn't want to admit it. So if you have heard any interviews about my first name, Ellie Fredericks, Ellie came from elephant, because the elephant in the room was that I really did, I guess, kind of like him. So,
So yeah. Can you remember the moment where you realized, oh no, he's more than friends?
I mean, because he was persistent, but he wasn't pushy, he wasn't creepy. He just like hung in the friend zone, right? Like respectfully. And then that was the moment.
Waiting.
Like, yeah. Then he was like, all right, seriously, like I'm done. When are we going to talk about the elephant in the room? Like, are you crazy? Like, we talk every day, man up and admit that you have feelings. And I was like, shit. Like, you know, like, fine. Like, he called me out on it. And I was like, ugh. All right. So then I agreed to like officially meet him on a different level, I suppose.
So you still, even though you realize, there's feelings, you're still like, no, you've still got to wine and dine. We've still got to have the date, and then we'll take it from there.
Yes, because she also had never dated anyone that was bald or bearded, let alone both at the same time.
Oh, was that a problem?
It was a huge jump for her.
It was a problem. I did not want to date bald and bearded.
Why out of interest was bald and bearded off the menu, if you will?
I mean, I think you're off the menu. We're attracted to what we're attracted to, right? I have a cosmetology background, so I was a hairdresser. I liked hair, I guess.
There's no money to be made in bold, am I right? Yeah, right.
And yeah, beards were like some dirty thing to me then. Like, they weren't cool or popular, and they were like dirty, like food magnets, bibs.
It is a very nice bib, though, still to this day.
It's a good bib. It's a good bib. But yeah, I think, I mean, it's a testament to like his personality really won me over. And like, let's not be crazy, he's a great looking human. Like, he's a fantastic looking man. But it was all
also a gentleman.
He was a gentleman, yeah.
So where did you go for that, with that life-defining date? Where did you go?
It was game over. Like, we knew immediately. Like, once the walls went down, we went from like, I don't want you, I don't need you, I'm not getting married, to like, we're old now. I was down to the end. We're old. And we had been, I think, in long-term relationships, lived with people, did all of that before. We knew what we wanted, and we're like, well, this is the one, here we go. That was it. We were off to the races. He had moved in or was like sharing my house within like 2 months, maybe.
We were all in immediately. But the date was at Texas Day Brazil.
Oh boy.
Which I'm not sure if you have those over there, but it's
we don't, sadly, no.
It's a steakhouse, but it's a buffet where they just continuously bring you meat on skewers.
Never
ending. Nice. Non-stop. So obviously we're in the fitness and we both liked our food. They were like, let's go. Well, we should have known something was wrong, because we walk into the building and the freaking fire alarm goes off.
Immediately, as soon as we walk in, the building just starts lighting up, flashing lights. Wah, wah, the fire. I was like, what is happening?
So yeah,
they're like, you have to evacuate now. We're like, we just got in, we're hungry, we didn't eat all day.
We want our herb marinated pork loin and we can't have it.
Where's my chimichurro?
Yeah, so that's like the story of our relationship, but always there's like a disaster waiting to happen at every turn, but then it's really great, and then there's a disaster, and then it's really great.
Pretty much.
But that's when you know you're with the one, because you ride out the disasters and then you
take the car. So many.
That's when you know, isn't it? That's how it goes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You obviously you are now married. So the single life worked out beautifully for both of you. You're now married. And you got Mick Foley to your wedding. And I'm fascinated to know how this came together, how Mick Foley was a part of your wedding.
So that's her doing.
It started with wrestling, of course.
Obviously.
Wrestling.
We met.
Is that a football glass?
No, it's just a regular tumbler.
It like it.
It's not
we
a bouncy
have
one, sadly.
But it's a football and it has like the laces.
Oh, like no, sadly, it's not that cool, I'm afraid. I do apologize.
Yeah, you lose. So long story short, we worked a 2-day show Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday in West Virginia. And it was in the middle of winter. It was January or February because I had just completed the WWE tryout in December and they told me no. And I was a pouty pants and wanted to quit wrestling. And this was my first show. Like literally they said no that day and we had to go to the show in West Virginia. And I was like, meh. So we get there. Mick Foley is the special guest. And we're in Gorilla.
He's a special guest. He's not like, even doing anything on the show. He was there to do autographs only.
Okay.
So we're in Gorilla. He takes one look at me and he's like, what is this? So yeah, he's immediately intrigued. And then
you don't know, he is fascinated by Christmas.
So you turn up in the Lady Frost attire and
yes,
you've got him.
Santa, right.
We didn't know this at the time.
Yeah, I didn't even know this. But we're in Gorilla and he's just like hounding me with questions about the gimmick. And then you could see his eyes literally like getting bigger and bigger and lighting up. And he's like, do you mind if I announced you for this match? And I'm like, absolutely. Like, that was great. And then he's like, what if I'm the guest referee? He's like, do you freeze people? Will you freeze me? And I'm like, actually, like, yes. So the story goes, like, I freeze him in the middle of the match. It was awesome. It was fun. He comes back and he's like, can we get a picture? And I'm like, what is happening right now? Like, I just wanted to quit wrestling like an hour ago. And then we get a picture and he's like, hey, do you want to do it again tomorrow? And I'm like, what is life right now? Like, absolutely. So we go to the next show and God rest his soul, the Patriot was there and said, hey, what if you use real snowballs? It was a blizzard outside. It was a freaking blizzard. So he goes, rolls up all these snowballs, packs them in.
Pre-show.
Pre-show, right outside the door. And he's managing me at the time. We're bad guys.
I leave the middle of the match. In the heat. And I run outdoors, get the snowballs.
Get the snowballs.
And I come through hurling them.
Yeah, it was great. So we had a blast. We hit it off. And we call Uncle Mick. He literally ordered indoor snowballs. And he said, I'm sending them to your house right now. Like, what an insane gesture. He said, I'm sending them right now. You better use them in all your matches. So I was like, okay, yes. So that's why early days, you watch any of like the first year or two of my wrestling, there's always snowballs. He's throwing them. I'm throwing them. That's because of Uncle Mick. So yeah.
And then we reached out. We were getting married and we had just learned that he married another couple.
Yeah.
And so we had the genius idea, like, let's see if he's available. And he wasn't.
And we're like, all right, that was too much. Like, we took it a little too far. And then we were working a WWE loop, actually. We were backstage. And he messages and says, hey, are you doing anything on June 22nd? Our wedding date. Like, and I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I might just get married. He's like, can I come? Do you still want me there?
Like, love him.
Yeah, yes, we still want you there.
One of the best, genuinely best human beings I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Oh, that's
we're actually doing lunch with him right after this.
No way! Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. He's in town for his show, and so we reached out, and he's like, "Yeah, let's do lunch."
Oh, well, give him nothing but love. He's a legend, and you know, and that must be so cool to have that relationship with him, to be able to go, "It's just come in town, come and say hi." That's really, really nice. We've got to get to your third and final match in a minute. I forgot we've got to do that part. But before we do, I like to chuck this at people. As well as taking three wrestling matches, you're also allowed to take with you a movie, an album, and a luxury item.
Oh,
so chapstick. I'm already going chapstick.
I think I know what both of your items will be, but we'll get to it at the end. I'll have a guess and I might be wrong. Right. What about a movie? So if you could each take a movie, what movie would you take?
Fight Club.
Yeah, we both love Fight Club. I'm going to do Meet Joe Black.
There you go. Why Meet
Joe? Have you ever noticed him in his peanut butter?
I thought that might have been part of the reason. Okay, so Fight Club and Meet Joe Black. How about an album? Like a music album, what would you take?
I'm gonna go like old school. I don't know which one it is, but Kings of Leon. It's a random, just easy listen that I loved every song on. That still, when it comes on to this day, I'm like, it never gets old.
Which album are you taking?
Sam Hunt.
Oh yeah.
We listened to that for like the first 2 years of like all of our road travels. That was always one of the staples, you know. It'd kill about an hour and a half for sure. Yeah. And we would sing every song word for word. It was his first, I don't even know what the album was entitled, but it was his first album.
First Sam Hunt album, the Kings of Leon one. Lovely stuff. So for a luxury item, Lady Frost going chapstick, I'm going to guess Victor Benjamin goes peanut butter.
Of course, I can't go anywhere without peanut butter.
I mean, the chapstick, why chapstick out of any item you could take, Lady Frost? Why chapstick?
I don't know. I think I've always been this way. Like, I need chapstick all of the time. So it's probably now just an addiction. If you don't wear it, your lips are dry. And I hate that so much that it's just like, it's a staple for me. I absolutely have to have it.
Okay. And what? Where did the obsession with peanut butter come from for you, Victor?
It's delicious.
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Obviously. Oh. But like, can you recall the first time that peanut butter touched your face?
Oh, the memories. I mean, I've always loved it, but it wasn't until I really started like the fitness aspect of my career and life and eating healthy was that I learned some peanut butters are better than other peanut butters, but a friend of mine that I used to work with told me about this life hack, and it's the best breakfast going. It's peanut butter platoon certified. It is pan fried eggs with peanut butter on top.
Oh yeah. You caused some ructions with this the other day.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you sprinkle a little bit of sea salt on top and it's delicious.
If you want to get real fancy, a little sugar-free syrup.
Ooh.
You got the sweet, the salty. Yeah, it's delicious.
See, this is why I like peanut butter, because it's very versatile.
Versatile, right? Yes. It's versatile. It goes on.
I've never had it with eggs before.
You're going to have to try it. That's it.
Well, I'm going to have to now.
Tomorrow about breakfast.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I will have it for breakfast in the morning. I will report back.
And I officially have the show name for the match.
For the Argentine, for the Argentinian broccoli man, vegetable man. Okay, so hit us with that. Hit us with that bit of information.
Titanes en el ring.
Titanes el ring. Right.
T-I-T-A-N-E-S N-L ring.
Titanes en el ring. Oh my God, I found it. Oh, well.
You're going to have some fun tonight.
This is, you have sorted my evening and my breakfast. This looks phenomenal. So I'm currently looking. There's an astronaut man. Who's he? I like him.
You have to be in the mood, all right? Like,
I'm in the mood, I promise. Yolanka. Did you watch Yolanka? He's the yellow bumblebee man.
Yes.
Yes.
We watched them all. We watched them for about 3 hours.
Yeah, we just.
We went down that rabbit hole.
This is amazing. This is wrestling.
Yes.
It's not what it is.
Oh, it's exactly what it is. I can't wait. Okay, right. Exactly. I'm gonna.
You never knew you wanted.
Right. Add two bookmarks and say. That's what we need. That's what we need. Oh, so we've got another match to get to, but I want to touch on this because it's all popping off for both of you. So, Lady Frost, Impact Wrestling. You're part of the Impact family. More and more, we're seeing you more. How are you finding doing stuff with the Impact and with NWA right now?
I love it. I love both. They're different vibes, but great locker rooms. All of it. I'm having a blast. I have nothing bad to say. It's just been a blessing, I guess people call it. That's what happens when really good things happen. So we're not in the disaster portion of the relationship in life right now. We're kind of in like the, hey, things are working. I'm waiting. I don't know how long we're going to be in this really great part because I know disaster is soon to follow.
Oh, no. But it might be years and years away. It might be fine.
Maybe.
It could be.
Could be.
Last year was a disaster. That's for certain.
The whole year.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's all the bad karma done in that year. And now it's good karma all the way down.
We're enjoying it.
It could very well be. NWA is so special. Like that product just feels it's a throwback product and it just feels so big. And I'm enjoying the stuff you're doing with Impact. I'm really liking seeing you as part of NWA Power. I feel like it's a wonderful fit. And you seem to be having a blast with it, as you're saying. So
I am.
That's amazing. And we were meant to have this conversation last week, but you had a perfectly good reason to cancel. Victor Benjamin had to go and do AEW Dark. So that's a good reason.
I was out of town.
Sorry, I swear my reason is valid. I promise.
You know what? I think that's a pretty showbiz reason to cancel. I allow it. It's fine. It was great. That seemed like a whirlwind. Like,
it was incredible. Kazarian was incredible. Everyone backstage was incredible. The crowd, it was the first time I've ever been in front of a crowd like that. I think there was roughly 10,000 people there. It was sold out in Boston. It was electric.
So
owned it.
Oh, you did? No, honestly, it's amazing. It was just great to see you doing the thing on there. When did you get the call to say get
the week on before?
So just the week before, and then all of a sudden it was just right with Action Stations. Here we go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There was no time, and that's literally the whole mantra of always being ready, because you never know when that call is going to come.
I feel like it was 4 days. It wasn't even like a week before. It was like 4 days.
It was just all of a sudden like, okay, we're doing it. And I mean, you might not be able to tell us, are there plans to do more?
I hope. I received really good feedback while I was there from... you know, some higher ups and, you know, even the talent. And obviously, you know, we've seen what happened on Twitter that kind of caught wildfire also. So I'm hoping that plays into factor and bring me back. But as of right now, there's no plans.
Okay. But we'll, as you say, sometimes you make your own luck in these situations, don't you?
Right. And maybe I pop up somewhere else. You never know.
Is this you confirming that you're going to Titanus LL? No.
I am the new vegetable man.
You are the vegetable man. I knew it. We've got one more match for you guys to pick. We've had the aforementioned Titanus match featuring Vegetable Man.
This match is all him, so I'll let him take it away.
All right, so that one, FTR versus American Alpha. What's our third and final match then, team?
It is the first ladder match between Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels.
Oh, so this is WrestleMania 10, 94. Yeah. This is a
I don't know how you guys remember all of this and these dates. I always thought just it was
geeks,
wild.
Just geeks. It's remember dates or have a life, and we chose to remember dates.
I know you can't remember birthdays and anniversaries and stuff, but you'll remember WrestleMania at 8:45 p.m. at this town. Like, what?
The trick is to have an anniversary that falls on an already existing day. Me and my good lady's anniversary is April Fool's Day. So that's
very nice.
That lands so quite well.
A lot of pranks, I assume, on the anniversary.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd argue the greatest prank of all is me landing in her life. That's
so we have something in common then.
We do. I've got a six pack as well. It's just hidden under my barrel.
My cheeks hurt.
But the ladder match. So can you remember where you were when you first watched this one? Because this is a classic.
I was over my cousin's house because at the time my uncle had the little cheater cable box, the black box that only certain people had. So all the friends would go over to their house to watch all of the pay-per-views.
Nice. So it was a big gathering then to watch the show. Like a big gang of wrestling fans to watch it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that must have been a good laugh, actually, to be around so many like-minded people.
It wasn't, you know, we were young, you know, so at the time it was everyone had their t-shirts on. I remember we bet a dollar on who was gonna win each match. And then my uncle would record a copy, and whoever won, you know, the most would get a copy of the pay-per-view.
All
to
of
watch.
The illegal things that he just said right now. You're going to jail. Oh. He's a stalker. He streamed and sold at WrestleMania
for $1.
Oh, I'm so sorry you got cancelled, Victor.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. I hope it was worth it.
It was. with that one, then, is there out of interest? You say you're betting dollars on matches. Who did you put your dollar on for this one?
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, okay, that was a bad bet, but I get why. So you lost a dollar. That's a shame. But I get why though, because like people always reflect on this match and go, "Oh, it was Shawn Michaels having a ladder match with the ladder, and Razor Ramon happened to be there." But I genuinely think Ramon pulled his weight a little bit in that, you know.
And I mean, he executed that. You know, that little stealthy slide under the ladder so well, you know, that, you know, he had some engagement with the ladder.
There you go. He at least touched the ladder the once. That's the main thing. Guys, this has been a wonderful time. Thank you so much for taking time out to have a chat. This has been great. I mean, I want to make sure that everybody sees and keeps in touch with what you do. So use this time to plug anything and everything you want to plug, your socials and all that jazz. The floor is yours.
Real Lady Frost across the board, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
And I am at Real Savage Gent across the board as well. And we have a few shows coming up, but there's a huge one coming up in our hometown, which we have yet to wrestle in the past 2 years. So it's going to be a big one, and it is
Wrestle Pit.
Yes, at Wrestle Pit on
follow them. They're brand
all
new.
All the companies or all the platforms.
It'll be streaming on Fight TV and Title Match Network.
This is a brand new promotion that's starting near you.
Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting to be on the ground floor or something like that.
Absolutely. And we're pumped.
And it'll be on brand. You better stream it
in our hometown.
Yep.
And that's going to be special as well, fighting in your own town. That's brilliant. Where can people watch that one again? Remind us.
Fight TV and Title Match Network.
And that is November 20th.
At Waffle Pit.
And before, and just so we all remember, you are Googling after you listen to this, Titanus NL Ring.
Yes. That's
the big takeaway from our chat today is Vegetable Man, Motorcycle Man, and Broccoli Man. Part of Wrestle Pit confirmed. Start that rumor now.
Once we're canceled and we already know what our new characters are going to be. The Vegetable Man.
When Vegetable Man appears on the indies, I'll know, but I won't tell anyone.
Yeah. Thank you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.